Today, we conclude a three-part series on the Chichagof Island city of Pelican. In the first two parts, KCAW reported on the city's economic troubles, which center around the closure of its massive cold storage plant, and on how residents feel about some of the community's struggles. In this last of three reports, KCAW's Ed Ronco reports on the future of the city and those who see hope and promise in Lisianski Inlet.
Ice. Pelican was always known for having clean, quality ice, the kind fishermen need to keep their catch in good condition until the boat can get back to shore. But when the cold storage here closed, that went away. It could come back soon. The city received an $800,000 federal grant to buy two new ice machines. Whether those ice machines get installed depends on the success of negotiations to buy the cold storage property from its owners. Mayor Clint Bean says if that happens, he hopes the ice machines, at least, will be the start of some new industry in Pelican.
With the ice factor, we will have a bigger draw to the fishermen, and with more fishermen coming in, then we'll have more use of all the local facilities, businesses, you know, restaurants, etc. And that'll create more economy for Pelican itself.
And he says there are other things to help that happen. The city's broken water flume is under repair, which means jobs here for those repairing it. And once it's up and running, Pelican will return to hydropower. For going on 2 years, the city has generated electricity from diesel, which has pushed rates up to more than 50 cents per kilowatt hour. That's hardly a record among small Alaska communities, but it's steep compared to Sitka's 9 cents or Juneau's 12.
I won't give you a number, but it's safe to say that the hydro will lower the rates.
In addition to the cold storage purchase, the city also wants to buy the fuel dock. Both of them are owned by Cake Tribal Corporation. Some $300,000 for the fuel dock purchase was included in this year's capital budget. Those things, says Mayor Clint Bean, could help attract more people to this city. But he's also hoping to retain the ones who are here, especially young residents. That includes his son. Christopher Bean just completed his junior year of high school. He's sitting at a table inside the Lisianski Inlet Cafe, waiting for a mushroom cheeseburger. He moved up here 2 years ago from Metro Seattle and says after he graduates from high school, he wants to go to college someplace warm.
This year is the first year that I took a college course and got dual enrollment credits, so...
He wants to be mayor.
Yeah, I guess, sure.
You don't sound convinced.
No, not at all.
Okay, so he doesn't want to be mayor, but he says he does want to come back here, at least in the summertime.
What would it take to get somebody your age to stay in a place like Pelican for a long time?
Oh, wow. More kids, for sure. More families. I guess we'd just have to expand a bit, because I've heard a lot of stories about the old days and, you know, how there used to be a bunch of people here, but... And the cold storage was going and everything was working out, and now everything sort of hit bottom.
The old days, like, how long ago were the old days?
Oh, man. Like, 90s, probably? I don't know.
In 1990, Pelican's official population was 222. In the 2010 census, it was 88. While Christopher is the son of Pelican's current mayor, Frederick Phillips is the son of the city's most recent past mayor, Patty Phillips. Frederick Phillips is 25, a bit older than Christopher, and he remembers the old days in the 1990s. He says town looked a lot different back then.
Well, I remember as a kid, about 5 to 6 years old, there'd be the boardwalk would just be plumb full of people there in 10 o'clock or 10:30. Break time, all the cold storage workers would come out.
He says he misses having all those people in town, but he also says he still likes living in Pelican. Something keeps you here.
Yeah, something. Probably the mountains and the water.
Have you ever thought about going somewhere else, doing other things?
Oh, yeah. I just haven't done it yet.
Yet?
Yeah.
So someday, maybe.
Yeah, I'm kind of fishing, buying a permit, so I'm kind of stuck. It's not a bad place to be stuck, though.
While the future of Pelican rests, in part, on people like him, it also depends on new people coming in. People like Mike Chapman.
I had a construction company down south and just wanted to do something different. Had been here a few times visiting and decided, you know, couldn't think of a better place to live.
He calls himself semi-retired, came up here to do some commercial fishing, hand trolling, and now power trolling, and he's also on the city council.
It's a great community to live in. It's, you know, people here all care a lot about each other, and it's obvious with all the problems we've had the last, however you want to say, maybe even 10 years with the opening and closing of the cold storage, the community has survived and keeps moving along.
And back at City Hall, Mayor Bean hopes it will continue moving along. The public dollars he's hoping to score, including the state capital grant, will hopefully pave the way for more private investment from business along the boardwalk, he says. In the meantime, he hopes his residents keep their eye on the big picture.
You're always looking at the big picture. It's kind of the goal because everybody's faced with day-to-day issues, and they have to deal with those. The way to prevent it being surprised a bunch is to plan for your future. And I think Pelican's on the road to economic recovery and a good future.
Reporting from Pelican, I'm Ed Ronco.